Even people like the critic Edmund Wilson, who hated The Lord of the Rings, loved Treebeard and loved the Ents. Since they're trees, they speak very slowly, and they speak very sonorously. And I'll give you an example of Treebeard here, though I'm sure it would sound better if it were in Tolkien's own voice. The hobbits ask Treebeard about why they were warned against his forest by Celeborn back in Lothlorien. Why did Celeborn warn us against your forest?
Did he now?
Rumbled Treebeard.
And I might have said much the same if you had been going the other way. Do not risk getting entangled in the woods of Lorelindorinan. That's what the elves used to call it. But now they make the name shorter. Lothlorien, they call it. Perhaps they are right. Maybe it is fading, not growing. Land of the Valley of Singing Gold. That was it once upon a time. Now it is the dream flower. Ah, well.
Treebeard's slow, sonorous speech is very compelling, especially when you can read it at the speed you want and you don't have to listen to it go through very slowly. And he's a very funny old creature, and he really likes the hobbits, and he's very powerful. It's very important that he's very powerful and that he's the leader of the Ents, because the good guys are going to need all the help they can get. Because not only is Sauron, the Dark Lord, attacking Minas Tirith, but Saruman is attacking Rohan, the country of the Horse Lords, which is where Fangorn Forest is located, at the edge of Rohan. Just to catch you up really briefly on the plot, Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli meet the riders of Rohan, are told that the orcs are all dead, are told there were no hobbits, but nevertheless go to try to find the hobbits. They find the hobbits' tracks, track them into Fangorn Forest, but lose track of them, but there they meet someone even more important. It's an old man, clad in white. They think at first it's Saruman, but it turns out to be Gandalf, who is brought back from death after his encounter with the Balrog, and is now Gandalf the White, the replacement for Saruman, and ready to lead in the wars against Sauron and Saruman. Now, what happened to Gandalf, we learn. He tells the story of how he fought the Balrog, how he killed the Balrog, and how he himself died, but was then sent back. It's never made clear whom he was sent by, but he was sent back. And now he's got more power and is reborn in some ways. And this sets up some of the ideas that Tolkien has about providence and about the valor, the powers that help run the world. But Tolkien doesn't ever bring this into the story, so we just have to go with Gandalf was sent back. Well, I'm glad he's there. It's at this point that Tolkien starts to bring in additional heroic cultures into his story, and he sets up this comparison of civilizations that's very important both to the first half of The Two Towers and the first half of The Return of the King. He brings in the Rohirrim, and the Rohirrim, the Horse Lords, speak Old English. They say, Westu Theoden Hal, which means be you, king, well. And they say everything that they speak in their tongue is in Anglo-Saxon. Now, I pointed out that Beowulf had been a strong influence on The Hobbit, but Tolkien's medieval sources in The Lord of the Rings had not really been that important yet, but now they start to really come into play. And his scholarship is involved in his world building.